Like, it's a good vibe. It's, yeah. I enjoy it.
Okay,
I hope you will join me some other time.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Honourable members and our guests, we can continue having tea while we continue. The problem now we are going to start and continue with what must be done with the A-list. What is it now, Honourable van der Berg?
Voorzitter, ek dink net om u ook te help om net absolute duidelikheid te gee. Ek dink daar is 'n klein bietjie verwarring. As mens luister na vandag se gebeure hier, op grond van wat verlede week gebeur het. Jy sal onthou dat ons eintlik 2 keer gestem het aan die einde van verlede week is op vergadering. En jy sal onthou, daar was regtig waar onduidelikheid. Ek het ook na u toe gestap, jy sal onthou, en ek het ook vir die komitee klerk gevra, presies waaroor het ons nou gestem? En dit was toe vir daardie voorstel vir die 3 tale en die 2 voorheen benadeelde. So daar was 'n groot mate van verwarring.
Can I talk to the honourable? I understand what you are saying. We have voted and that was finished. I don't think we can continue because we have voted that for the clause that says 2 for 3 but 2 what you call it indigenous languages. Before you start, gentlemen from the law advisor, I have advocates here from the office of the speaker, as required by the speaker, as I requested to check the issue of unconstitutionality of, that was what I was going to see the speaker for today, also to speak, is what was voted for, constitutional or unconstitutional, so that this committee cannot be taken into constitutional court. Because there are 2 legal opinions. Can you talk about that? So that this comment can be clarified. Otherwise, I would also like to see advocate. Is it advocate? What? Adikar, can you just make me an appointment with him? Please. Because I think we have some serious challenges here. Yes, gentlemen?
Can I speak to the mic, please?
Sorry, thank you.
I just want to further illustrate that my view is that this bill which is before us is actually trying to give effect to Section 6, Subsection 4 of the Constitution. And I think we must also, in doing that, we must recognize that whatever we're trying to do in terms of that Subsection 4, it must not, and it is prescribed in such a way that it must not detract from the provisions of Section 6, Subsection 2 of the same Constitution. So whatever we're doing in terms of this 6.4 must always take into cognizance what Section 6.2 prescribes. And in my view, the section proposed in this bill exactly taking that into
cognizance. So it is constitutional?
Yes, that's our
Dr. Rhodes?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, members. Chair, our office had a concern of surprising not with the idea that it gives an advantage, but merely because it's a founding provision. We prepared the second draft phrasing, that's what our opinion of last week said, that the department proposed, because the way we read it is we are reading Section 6 conceptually as a Chapter 1 section, which means the Constitution is a founding provision. It's not subject to 36 as your Bill of Rights clauses are with regard to implementation. So we prefer the wording. We think there's a possibility of a challenge merely in the fact that you can't absence any internal limitation wording of Section 6 itself. Phrase something that gives effect to Section 6.4 in a negatively worded way, using limited. So what we, when we had the discussion with the department, why we preferred the alternate view was that you made it three and then read in, as our colleague said there, with due regard to 6.2 considerations, in determining what the three is, the 6.2 considerations as a separate subclause. Not a sub to a sub. You didn't limit by putting it a sub to a sub. You made it a second clause, which in effect meant that all three languages, the way we read it, could be previously historically diminished languages. So you took away the negative phrasing, which we had a problem with. We thought the phrasing would present a constitutional issue. Because Section 6 itself doesn't have any internal limitations. If you read 6.4, you'll see that without detracting from the provision of subsection 2, which is the historically diminished, all official languages must enjoy parity of esteem, must be treated equitably. So while we prefer the one saying three languages, and then taking the other one, the alternate, into its own subsection, I think it was subsection 3 and the alternate, the amended one, you would allow for the two to be read simultaneously, without the one being seen as a qualification to the other. Because Section 6 itself doesn't make Section 6.2 a qualification for 6.4. It says without subtracting. So while we moved it into a sub, or preferred a sub clause, we said that read constitutionally. It read the same way that Section 6 realistically views a line. It doesn't read the one as a qualification to another, but rather as supplementary, and then also, in effect, allows departments to have all three languages historically diminished if they so wish. So you take away all the possibilities of internal qualifications being interpreted in it and align everything. So you basically, in the amended version, you are seeing Section 6.2 and 6.4 as being given effect to in clause 4 in an aligned manner, instead of seeing the one as qualifying the other. So that was our constitutional concern, as in the opinion circulated to members last week. We preferred the two being read almost complementary, as the one being read subject to the other. Because the founding provision without internal qualifications in the wording of the section itself does not allow for limitations, unlike your Bill of Rights, your rights there that can be subject to, or can be read in limitation to Section 36, which allows that you can, in the circumstances, limit one right by another. And Section 6 in the Constitution doesn't allow 6.2 to limit 6.4. We prefer, or we regard it more constitutional to read it together instead of one subject to the other.
What I was checking is that what we voted for last week to say, is it constitutional or not constitutional? I can hear you working in the phrase, is it constitutional or not constitutional to say as it stands?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, our opinion as it read was it's open to challenge. Unfortunately, in law, it's an opinion. There's more than one opinion on the floor. We circulated our opinion. It's open to members. Now that I've explained as it was explained in the circulated opinion, to choose a side. That was our opinion. There's a possibility, if it's read in a way that it limits, there can be a constitutional challenge, but it's an opinion.
But is it constitutional? That's what I want to check. Yes, it can be challenged, but is it constitutional?
That's the thing. It's an opinion. We have our reservations.
I don't get it. That was your colleague today, from the office that you were saying, it is constitutional.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
First of all, we can safely say the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor that clause 4 is constitutional. The reason is, we looked at the clause and we found that the clause there's a minimum, that at least to us means minimum, which means the department cannot use or adopt less than 3 languages, official languages. And if you look at the clause, it says that the department must take into consideration the issues of practicality which are provided for in Section 63 of the Constitution. When you look at the clause, we are of the view that the clause is constitutional.
That's what I wanted to check. Thank you. Can we then continue with the...
that
subsection on a single piece of paper, Chair. Even that one, Chair, we would like to make a slight amendment of it. And the amendment that we'd like to make is, in the first sentence, currently it reads, in identifying at least three official languages as contemplated in subsection 2B, we want to replace that with a phrase that says, in dealing with official languages, every nation of the continent, and then it goes on as it is.
This one that I have on this one,
It is. There's a slight variation on what we currently on the on there.
Members, do you have this? Do you have this?
Yes, that's the proposed rewording.
Do you have this?
Yes, but can they, this is just repeat what he said just now. I believe there is something extra in that sense.
Do I have a wrong one here or? This is the right one I have. I'm checking if honorable members, do they have this? They don't have it. Where does this come from?
Chairperson, can I address
okay.
you?
Okay, no, wait, honorable members. So DG, are you saying we must revoke the review from last week? The decision?
Chair, Chair, that's the proposal that we'd like to make.
Can we just pray for 5 minutes? Johnny, go and make a copy for members because members cannot work without this. Sorry, just make more even for everybody who's in the house. Just bear with us. Make about how many people might need it. Everyone who's in here. Can you please raise your hands? The new one. Johnny, can you make it 20, please? Just 5 minutes, sorry, because we cannot work without this copy. Please bear with us.
Chairperson, this proposed new amendment...
Can you speak on the mic, Honorable?
Ek wil net vra, die voorstel wat die DG nou gemaakt het, wat daar nou een sinnetjie moet bykom, in dealing with official languages, ek neem aan, dis nou een extra ding wat bykom, dat ons het ook net op die skerm het, want ek dink dit was wat die probleem verlede week was. Ons is nie elke moment seker oor precies waaroor ons nou praat nie. En ek dink dit is 'n baie belangrike ding en dit kan verwarring veroorsaak. En daarby wil ek ook net sê, somtijds kan een mens ook nie die media kwalik neem wat hulle skryf nie, want hulle moet ook tyd ter sin maak.
Can you just hold the honorable van the board? We don't have the copy. Can you just wait? Please, and we don't have to include media here in our issue. Please, because the media is favorable to a certain part of the society. So can you just hold? Johnny, can you hurry up, please, so that we can speak with what we have? What would you like to assist you? But while we are waiting for Johnny, can you continue? I think here, let's not want to make this committee have emotions. When we speak, please. Because if I can accept and say the media is favorable to a certain part of society that is non-African, people will start being angry. So, no. Can you just, what we can do now, can you continue? When we reach that section where the DG is speaking about, then we can look at that little paper. Can we get those copies first? Then we can, let's not waste time and say, waiting 5 minutes. Can we just continue? No, I'm very, because it must be connected, because the same media is attacking the ANC and attacking us. So I don't want to entertain it in normal voice, because we are going to raise emotions here, we are going to fight over something that doesn't need us. I know you are angry.
No, Jay, I was saying previous, don't put words in my mouth.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I will not speak to what honorable member was saying. I will not speak, because I'm not deployed by this honorable member in parliament. I'm deployed by my party. Yeah, and by the ordinary people of South Africa. I will go back to the Good Hope Chamber meeting. In that meeting, that day, there was a misunderstanding in that meeting. And we come up with a decision in that meeting that we give the state law advisors and the department a chance to meet with one another. and come up with a product. So when we go to our next portfolio committee, that our meetings can go smoothly. I'm saying, Jay, today's meeting, repeat again what was happening in the Good Hope Chamber. I'm thinking we come to waste time and we waste resources the whole day. We have a program for this first term. We still stick on this bill. Some of our other work is stuck. So what I try to say is, please, let us actually implement the decision of the portfolio committee. I'm not here for you. I'm not here for motions. I think we pass a program, and we must stick to our program. We can't we do tomorrow that, and the day after tomorrow we do something else. Now we're getting now a paper here, some of amendments. And last week we vote on the clause 4B. Now today, I must say I must expel my disappointment to the Department of Arts and Culture, who's supposed to lead by example.
Thank you, Honourable Mosa. I think you've got the point. Honourable members, I want you to guide me here. Maybe it's been now getting mad. DG is coming up with a new proposal now to the A-list that was coming today that we're going to work on. So now, because we had already agreed, now I was saying that we must go back now and change what we're saying. So I'm advising us to continue today if there are new changes right now on the spot. Advise my honorable member. Now, Fanfal, raise your hand up. Are you advising, what do we do now, honorable members? Those are the new couples that are coming in. The one that was here last week. Honorable van der Berg.
Ja, net op een punt van orde. Ik denk, voorzitter, het is allemaal weer hoe belangrijk hier die aangeleendheid is. Ik denk, dit is niet jammer voor die ordelijke verloop van die vergadering, dat die DG in zo'n laat stadium, nadat ons nou al zo lang aan die gang is vanochtend, nou in hierdie stadium met hierdie punt naar voren komt. Ek dink dit krap die kaarte heeltemal by mekaar, so ek dink as die DG vanmorgen vroeg al dit vir ons gebring het, dat ons daaroor kon gepraat het. Ek wil u net inlig, voorzitter, dat ek gister in my pakkie dokumente wat die departement vir my gestuur het, wat ek in my poshokkie gekry het, ek hierdie dokument gekry. Maar ek wil net vir u sê, voorzitter, ek was baie by mekaar gewees, ek het hierop geskryf, gisteraan toe ek deur het gegaan het, het ek hier geskryf, status of this, wat is die status van hierdie stukkie papier, want verlede weekse vergadering, het ons ook so'n papier gehad, en op die ouende het daar niks meer gebeur nie. Ek was verras, verbaas, toe ek hierdie dokument gesien het. So voorzitter, ek wil voorstel, ons kan werkelijk waar nie, as die partij nou een besluit gaan neem oor hierdie nieuwe voorstel wat die departement op die tafel geplaas het nie. So ek dink ons as partij moet ook weer teruggaan na ons kaukes toe en hierdie saak bespreek, en ek dink het gaan onbillig wees om te verwag dat ook die lede van die ander partij, die ANC, IDN, om dit nou weer te druk, en ek dink dis onbillig, en ek wil aansluit by wat die ANC Akbare lid gesê het, Akbare Mas, dat die departement, ek is nie lang deel van hierdie komitee nie, ek wil nie woorde na mond lê nie, maar ek sê, die departement blyk baie, baie deur mekaar te wees, en dis een jammer dat terwyl ons werk met sulke belangrike wetgewing. Dankie, voorzitter.
Now, my fear that we can't continue. Honorable member. That's my personal view now, because now the department is making us papechais.
Yeah.
Honestly. We are really becoming papechais already. My view, I know I'll open for members to this honorable
Shilubana, and then Honorable she's going to kill me. I don't want to call her Megan Sainz. Honorable Shabalala. And Honorable Shani.
No,
thank you, Chairperson. What are you doing about your father? Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. When I look at this proposed rewording of this section, as I was asking from the fair law advisors that let these two figures to disadvantage languages, I think this just as an improvement. It's not as these two historically disadvantaged, but it says, it doesn't mention any restriction here, but it says it took must take into account its obligation to take practical and positive measures to elevate the status and advance the use of indigenous languages of historically diminished use. It doesn't say at least two. To me, it's just a good improvement. But as I was saying, that maybe if we say at least two, I hope Chairman is listening at me, can it go up to 11? So to me, I think this is highly democratic rewording of this the bill. I don't know. That's my way of reading the item 3 there, that they say must take, make sure that all the historically disadvantaged languages are made use of. Thank you.
I think emotions are very high today. Can you allow me to speak with my members for just 5 minutes on our own? All members, not student party members. Can you just talk outside here on our own? You don't want to come in. Can you just give us 5-10 minutes, please, on our own?
Oh,
I don't get you. You can call him.
Okay.
Yeah.